So we've just been singing of God's love. Why did he have to die? Why did God have to come into this world and die? It seems a strange thing, doesn't it? Well, I need three willing volunteers, okay? Three helpful volunteers. Whoa, I was a bit worried that no one would put their hands up. There we are. Well done. Okay, let me have a look. Who's sitting nicely? Would you like to come up to the front? Who else? Yes, go on. Who else hasn't? Oh, go on, Thomas. There you go. All right, here we go. Right. If you would like to sit here, all right, and I'll call you up in a moment. All right, sit there. Okay. Now then. This morning we've got three children. One of them is going to represent God the Father. One of them is going to represent you and me, you and I. Okay. And the other is going to represent Jesus Christ. Now then, for the moment, you're in the middle, so you hold that one there, okay? Oops. The Father, there we are, and you and me. Okay, can I have the Father standing here, okay, if you come here, face that way, very good. And you and I, if you would like to come and stand here, all right? Right, now turn and face each other, okay? When God made the world, he made a beautiful world, a paradise. Everything was lovely, beautiful. There was no death. There was no fear. There was no hatred. Everyone knew God and had joy and happiness. God was friends with the ones that he had made. So, can you two shake hands, okay? There you are. Very good. Okay, well done. All was well in the world. Now then, I'm going to ask you, what are some of the things that have happened that have gone wrong in the world? What are some of the things that are bad? Katie. Sin. Sin is the big cover word for everything. What sort of things does sin involve? What can you give me some examples, Dave? Fights. Okay. Right, fighting. So, what happened? God made a beautiful world, but those that he made, Adam and Eve, didn't trust God and his commandments. I'll come back in a moment. All right. Didn't trust God. And they broke his commandments and something terrible happened. That friendship was broken, okay? So, we have fighting. So if you would like to both take a big step back, okay? Now try and shake hands without moving. Oh dear, oh dear. Something terrible has happened. God is no longer friends in the way that he was with those that he's made because something terrible is blocking the way. What else has happened that's bad in this world? So we've had fighting. Go on, John. Yeah. Disobeying. Yes, disobeying. Okay. We can put that. God made a world in an orderly way. Children are meant to, out of love, show their parents, their moms and dads, that they love them by doing what they say, because what they say hopefully is done in love, but sometimes that doesn't happen, does it? So, disobeying, if you would like to take a big step back, okay? Now see if you can shake hands. No, it's not getting any closer, is it? Another example. Abigail. Killing. Yes, killing. One of the worst examples of all, isn't it? Of how ugly sin is. Killing. Fighting, killing. All right. There we are. Would you like to take another step back? Okay. Really, really, go on. Can you stretch out, see if you can shake hands? Can you shake it? No. Oh, it's not working, is it? Well, let's have one more try, shall we? One more try. Any other ideas? Dapith. Something bad that's happened in the world. Bad things. Not following the rules yet, like disobeying, that's very good, yes. Katie? Lying. Okay, lying. Yeah. To lie. All right. Now then, all these things, if you'd like to take another step back. Right, do your best. Really reach out. Really reach out. Can you, no, it's not working. It's not working, is it? Something is going terribly wrong here. This isn't working at all, is it? In fact, the Bible says, not only is our relationship with God broken, but, if I can get this, we're also blind. We can't turn around. Try and shake hands with the Father. We don't even know where to look, do we? We don't even know where to look. What's gone wrong? Well, we can't fix it. For that, we need a Savior. Thomas, if you'd like to come up in the front, okay? Jesus Christ came into this world to stand in the place of us, to bring together the Father, to bring together God and you and I. How did he do that? Well, he took all the wrong things, the fighting, the anger, upon himself, even though he was without sin. He took all of our disobedience, all of our selfishness upon himself. Okay? Our lies, our untruthfulness, and our killing, our anger, all upon himself. Oops. It all fell upon himself. Where did it fall upon him? Upon the cross. Well done. Upon the cross, which is what we've been thinking about. That is the place where God's most amazing love is shown, upon the cross. And what happened when he did that? When he took upon himself our sin? If you would like to come close together again, okay? Now shake hands. Things have been restored, haven't they? Okay, thank you very much. If you'd like to sit down, well done. Very good. God has restored that relationship through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We couldn't do it. We couldn't fix it, no matter how hard we tried. All right? We're going to sing a song now, How Good God Is. God is so good. Why is he so good? Because of what he's done for us. We couldn't meet with God and be friends with God because of the bad that is in our hearts. We need Jesus Christ. And because of him, we can sing that God is so good. Need a lot of props in this service. Okay, now then, here we have, well, wonder what's going on here. I wonder if I could have, a few volunteers. Can I have a hand up, please? All right. Who hasn't had Abigail, would you like to come up for us? Okay. If you would like to turn over these three here, starting there, okay. You stick that over. All right, very good. And this one. There we are. Good. Well done. Okay, thank you. If you'd like to go back down there. If we could have the PowerPoint up for us. Jesus Christ, we've read about from those readings earlier on in the service, was spoken of the one who would die, who would face death like a lamb. If we could have the next slide. For it says in the Bible, from that reading, we have all wandered away like sheep. The Bible describes us as sheep. I don't know what you think of sheep alike, but sheep have a tendency to wander. They don't know where they're going. They stray this way or that way. They don't have a great sense of direction. It's no good holding a map in front of them. They don't know where they're going. They need a shepherd. But the Bible says we're like those people who have wandered away from God. We have wandered away like sheep. Each of us has gone his own way. But the Lord has put on him the punishment for all the evil that we have done. All the wrong that we have done was put upon God himself. Now that's a reading from the Old Testament that was written hundreds of years before Jesus even came. But after Jesus came into this world, there's another verse that we're going to look at, if we could have the next one. It says this, you were like sheep that went the wrong way, but now you have come back to the shepherd and protector of your souls. By knowing Jesus, remember that in the front there, we had the Father, and you and I separated because of the wrong we'd done, and Jesus came into the middle of it all. How did he come into the middle of it all? He came to it by coming into this world and ultimately dying on a cross, that he might be the shepherd that would lead us. Because every one of us in this room needs a shepherd to guide us. Because without him, we don't know the way. Now then, I need some more volunteers. Okay. William, would you like to come up? If you could take the top one off here for me, please. All right. So why did Jesus have to die? Okay, there we go. Thank you. You want to sit back down again? He did it, not because he had to. God wasn't compelled. God didn't have to come into this world. He didn't have to send his son. But why did he come? If we could have the next slide. He came out of love. He came out of love. The greatest love, we heard read earlier on by Katie, the greatest love a person can show is to die for his friends. There's nothing higher than that, is there? That's more amazing than providing a gift, a card, however lovely that may be, to die for your friend. But Jesus, he died. He's the only one who died. He was completely innocent. He didn't deserve death. There was nothing wrong in his life, but he came into this world out of love. Love for you, love for me, that he would die upon a cross. What motivated, what was the heart of God? It was love. Love for you and me. Think about that. Whether you're little or whether you're old, Jesus loves me. How do I know he loves me? Because he came to die for me. That's what we've been singing about, isn't it? The greatest love a person can show is to die for his friends. Love. Now then, what else did God do? He came out of love to die on the cross. What else did he do upon the cross? Can we have another volunteer? Can we have another volunteer? Come on then, come on up. All right. If you could turn that one over. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Sit back down again. Well done. Careful there. So we have here the letter F. If we could have the next slide up. God came. He died upon that cross that we might be forgiven. Until we were forgiven, that handshake couldn't take place between God and ourselves. We were separated. Sin, the lying, the anger, the uncaringness, the hardened heart, all that is sin. And God doesn't like it. In fact, we don't like it, do we, when it's done to us? We know it's wrong, but it needs to be forgiven. And there's a verse that speaks again from a reading we had earlier that says about Jesus Christ, he was wounded for the wrong things we did. Not for what he did, but what we did. He was crushed for the evil things that we did. That verse speaks of Jesus Christ. He was wounded on that cross. He was crushed. You know what crushed means? He was broken to pieces, really. That's how awful he suffered upon the cross. Jesus Christ was crushed. Now that's very sad language, isn't it? To be crushed, to think of that. But he did it for you and me, that we might be forgiven, that God laid upon him our sin, that we wouldn't have to face that if we trust in Jesus Christ. God forgives us. And one more volunteer. One more volunteer. Do you want to have a go, Dad? Come on, Dad. All right. Where is it? If you'd like to stick that one up for us, just put it on there. There we go. Whoops. There we go. There you are. There we go. Whoop, he didn't. He doesn't want to stay. Okay, thank you. Well done. There we go. Jesus had to die on a cross out of love for us. He desired to forgive us. That's why it was necessary. Can we have the next slide? What did it accomplish? What happened when he died upon that cross? The greatest event of all, that you and I would be forgiven, that we would be restored, that we could shake hands with God, so to speak, like we saw earlier. There's a verse again in that passage that was read from Isaiah. The punishment which made us well, that punishment upon the cross, Jesus being crushed for us, made us well. He was given to him, that is given to Jesus. And we are healed because of his wounds. That is the most wonderful thing of all about Easter. It isn't the chocolate eggs. It isn't the 2-week holiday you get at Easter. The most wonderful thing is that we are healed with God. Our hearts, that we can shake hands, so to speak, with God. We can be friends with him again. We have that wonderful relationship restored. What about that? You can meet the creator of the world, the God of heaven and earth. Now, if you look here, you see the shape, won't you, of the cross. Jesus died. He had to die. There was no other way through which we could know and meet with God. But what he did when he died is he brought the most wonderful thing of all. He brought us life. If you see down there, he brought us life. Life with God. That we could go to heaven forever and be with God. What an amazing thing. All because of God's love for us. Just think about that over this Easter time. How much God has loved us. The reason he had to die was to give us life. Just take that home with you this morning. The reason he had to die was to give us life. Are you trusting in him? Are you trusting in him? Let us...